Well, living in Brisbane could soon be cheaper than living on the Sunshine Coast, according to a new report which forecasts the coast will outprice our capital city within 3 years. The report by BIS Oxford Economics predicts by 2024 the average price for a home here will be $986,000 compared to $806,000 in Brisbane. That's due in part to high rates of interstate migration. While a new report from REA Group says 34 suburbs across Queensland have seen the number of views per listing jumped by more than 200% in the past 12 months. They include Rainbow Beach, Palmview, Caloundra West, Prigeon Springs and Baringa. The Premier says we now have just 5 days left to get vaccination rates to where they want it to be before the state opens up in December. Anastasia Palaszczuk says currently we're on track to meet the percent target, but some regional areas of the state are still lagging behind. That includes Gympie, where just 55.7% of the eligible population have been double jabbed.
I'm delighted the way it's going, but I want to get higher. I want us to be around New South Wales, Victorian levels, so we need to do that. And they've had those high levels because they've had a massive outbreak.
The Sunshine Coast double jab rate is now at 63.9%, while in Noosa, 65.9% of locals have received both doses. And a timely reminder for Sunshine Coast pet owners to be tick aware. Australia's peak paralysis tick season started a few weeks ago and runs through to March, and the Sunshine Coast is considered a hotspot. Paralysis ticks are fast-acting. Local vets say prevention is key. They're encouraging all pet owners to conduct a daily inspection of their cat or dog and invest in a tick protection treatment.